This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Michael Savage was just on with us. I didn't do any plugging last hour, but this is a great opportunity to do it. He was asking, yeah, you look great. Well, compared to what I was a few years ago, what are you doing? I don't have time to tell him. I'm doing True Clean Nation Iodine. I'm doing oxy powder once a month for 6 days to flush my upper and lower intestine out. It's a higher level of oxygen than time releases. It goes through the stomach. And I'm taking Super Male Vitality and he's an herbologist. He's got 3 PhDs, and he could read the ingredients and know that it's the known concentrated organic forms of what naturally boosts a lot of hormones that we already have that have been suppressed by all the estrogen mimickers and chemicals and garbage. I just gave up on things and was just killing myself fighting the globalists to the point of becoming a caricature almost. And so I, about 5 years ago, started working out again and dieting, but it got like 20, 30 pounds off. And getting proper nutrition and other things is now 60-plus pounds. And I plan on losing another 25 pounds or so, and I'm just doing it over a process, probably take another 6 months. I don't claim I'm some beach boy model, Mr. Universe or something, but compared to where I was, it's a total change. And I just owe it to finding out, you know, not taking some synthetic multivitamin, but really finding out, hey, fluoride is the bad halogen and blocks out the good one. And the feds used to make the salt companies put iodine in the salt. Now they took it out in the 70s, and then we have all these thyroid problems. And, yeah, you can take too much of it, too. So consult your physician, but it's not a game. And we discovered iodine that nobody else has got for whatever reason. They've always got it. They call it nascent, but it's really bound. If it turns red immediately on paper and then black, that's what all the other iodines do. Ours turns electric purple-blue. Because that's the color of iodine crystals. It's 99999 iodine. I mean, just no one's got anything like it. And it's from 7 to 12,000 feet. And it was by the grace of God. We had a pretty good seaweed-based one that would turn red and black, but some blue. So it was very pure, very good. And then we had people trying to mess with our suppliers, actual espionage and stuff that goes on at this level, and DEA and stuff, because it's such a controlled substance. It's what you can make with it. And a bunch of hoops, and then we just found this deep earth source, Dr. Group did, and we were able to get a large supply of it. And he said, you're going to get sick in 2 weeks. You're pretty toxic. And I went and got blood test about 2 years ago when I first did it. I went back 7-8 months ago, and my blood pressure had gone from being high to being almost low. My sugar had gone from being, we have the test actually, from being borderline diabetic, borderline diabetic, you know, getting into the range, becoming borderline. That's not the case anymore. And it's just, I mean, that one compound, you will die without iodine. And it's not in the soils, it's not in the food, it's not there. And they will not tell you. Back when we had a good government, they said, get your iodine. Get your iodine. They had newspaper ads, radio ads in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And that was the crud iodine they were adding, because, you know, it's expensive to get the real stuff. But it's better than nothing. You don't have the iodine, the bad halogens are going to go, chlorine, fluoride, bromide, it's all going to go into there. And that's the bottom line. So this is mixed in organic palm oil, and you take that. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. But I'm telling you, whatever it does, you're going to feel like you got run over by a train in 2 to 3 weeks for about a week. And then you're going to, with me, as what groups said would happen, then you're going to feel like you're on clean speed or something. And then you'll just get to where you don't even tell the difference anymore. But libido, energy, everything. I feel like I'm 18. And I like it. I love it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day seems much harder to tell it right from wrong. You down to read between the lines. Don't get discouraged.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Well, we've had him on many times. He's a best-selling author. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer ran the anti-Bin Laden unit. Could have killed him twice. That came out in congressional hearings, but was ordered to stand down. He blew the whistle on it. I remember seeing it in the New York Times and the San Francisco Chronicle. They then tried to investigate him, claiming he was using his cell phone to call his wife, which you're allowed to do. Next, they'd accuse him of stealing a pencil, but he was able to get through that persecution. LondonCenter.org is one of the think tanks he works with, and the U.S. Army War College. I'm not going to go through all the things he did as a highly experienced CIA-trained Army intelligence officer, but now he is being censored with a biography he's writing with stuff that's declassified because they don't want him telling what really went on. And that ties into record journalists being locked up, record amount of FOIA requests being ignored, violating federal law and the Open Records Act. It's a felony when they do that. It ties into FCC Commissioner, CNS News. Feds may come for Drudge. With the Federal Elections Commission claiming he can't talk about candidates. And if they can knock off Drudge, they can knock off InfoWars. Everybody else, they're already delisting us from the ratings, along with Drudge at Alexa.com. There is just massive censorship going on at so many different levels. There's an iron curtain of suppression descending down, undoubtedly. And so Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joins us. Overall, before we get into your current case, here's the headline, military redactions of public info criticized. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer and Defense Intelligence Agency have been locked in court battle for 5 years now, and now you're able to speak about it. Courthouse News has some of the report. What do you make, though, Colonel Schaefer, just at the big view first, of the overall climate in this country? I don't think of it as what you see in a free society.
No, I agree with you completely, Alex. I mean, let's be totally clear here. Everybody, now, this includes elements on the left, elements on the right, basically being censored. A friend of mine who works, Pat Eddington, did a FOIA. He works for a New Jersey Democrat. He's a staff of a FOIA on the Stingray program, and the FBI returned something like 5,000 pages completely blank, completely redacted. So clearly, this is not a left-right issue. This is just a big government versus the everyone else issue. And when it comes to a number of things that are ongoing regarding your issues, our issues, it's all about essentially this White House, more than any other, has been going about trying to essentially make sure that the public is uninformed, that the only sources of information which are available to the public actually come from some approved source by the White House or some minion of the White House. And it's one of those things where if you don't pay attention, if you really don't watch day to day, look at every single source of information you can. And frankly, Alex, one of the things which I find most interesting right now, one of the best sources of information I get on a daily basis is the Mail UK, a fun newspaper, because apparently somehow they're not as censored as U.S. media is.
I've got to say that the Daily Mail is one of the best newspapers out there. It covers a lot of celebrity news as well, but it just has hardcore info all the time. And it's one of the few publications that will actually carry what we say and not criticize InfoWars. I mean, take Jade Helm. All we said is, man, there's a lot of military training. We have some of the manuals. They talk about fighting veterans and Tea Party being their next big enemy with no proof. This is part of conditioning. They've had literally 1,000-plus publications, CBS Nightly News, you name it, come out and say, Alex Jones and Governor Abbott say Obama is going to invade, and how dare them say the Army wants to kill Texans. So they build this straw man out of that just more and more, and I think it's the complicity of mainstream media working with the White House that allows them to run these hoaxes.
Absolutely. I think that's a big thing that is in vogue right now. Essentially, as you said, creating straw men, creating phantoms, which don't exist at all, that become the main issue that the mainstream media follows, and thereby distracting the public from the real issues. And it's really important, again, for your show and for others, Alex, to actually, as best we can, as best anyone can, to state the information as best they understand it. It may not be the top. I was in a bit of the hot water with the Pentagon about 2 months ago when I made a call in January to basically my sources told me that Bergdahl, Sir Bergdahl, was going to be basically indicted for desertion. I got a lot of heat off that, but it turned out to be correct. So I think it's very important that everybody is best they can get the best information out they can to the American public as quickly as possible.
Now, you've gone through hell with your fiction books, your nonfiction books, and the new book you're putting together. Tell us about those books for a moment.
Well, the court action, basically, to give your audience a very brief summary is they attempted, Alex, from day one, ever since I've been publishing books, to go back, essentially redact or basically delete, force me to delete information which is in the public domain. Now, you might wonder, why would a government agency spend so much time, in this case 5 years, trying to essentially pull information out of a book, of two books, that is in the public domain? And there's really no clear answer that you can get. I believe, personally, it goes back to, as you mentioned in the introduction, my testimony on Capitol Hill relating to the 9/11 information we had regarding here. Others believe that maybe a continued retaliation by the government against me simply because they don't like the fact that I continue to speak.
Well, I think it's both, but what gives them the right to say that you can't put a clip out of a New York Times article in your book? For those that don't know, you might explain that to them, that they're restricting things that are public. It's kind of like when Gibbs was told, say there's no drone program, when for a decade it was public. It's like saying there is no sun coming up in the morning. I mean, maybe you're not allowed to say that Army uniforms are green next.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we had a partial victory by the fact that the Judge Collier ruled flat out that the government cannot take information which I have testified to was in the public record and say that they cannot use that. That is, for example, one of the things that they actually tried to censor me on, which is totally ludicrous when you think about it, is my open testimony to Congress, which is part of the congressional record. The government, this administration attempted to say that information in public record and in the congressional record could not be used by me in my book. That's how insane this got. And clearly, they completely lost on that. We continue to contend, and the other issues the judge ruled with the government. As you mentioned, Alex, it's in the public domain. The information relating to my work in Afghanistan, the contents of the Bronze Star, all these things which they're now arguing should be classified to me are totally insane by the fact it's been in the public domain for almost 10 years. And it is almost an Orwellian attempt by the government, almost because they can do it. They're going back now attempting to rewrite history. And to me, it absolutely makes no sense. It wastes the taxpayer money. In this case, because we did actually win on the account of the fact that they tried to keep out the clear testimony, they've lost that piece, and they're going to have to pay the court fees for my lawyer as well. So this is where, you know, their continued obstinance about things that are clearly in the interest of the public to know, and they're fighting it, it really makes it look...
Sure. Well, it's also getting worse. I mean, I see the headlines every day where now the White House just said 2 weeks ago, no more four-year period, we're not going to respond, period. I mean, that's totally arrogant. It's totally illegal. But it's like opening the borders up. Now, I've got to shift gears because you're such an expert on Al-Qaeda, on ISIS, which obviously is the same Wahhabist group. What do you make of the FBI saying at least 49 states do have ISIS in them? This attack in Garland that it would have been in, like, you know, Chicago or something, my God, it would have taken the police hours to respond, or imagine London. What do you make of that and the recruiting power of these groups in the West? Because, you know, as you know, a lot of the recruits are being pulled out of the West.
Right. Well, two things. First, ISIS, unlike any other group, within the modern era of our anti-terrorism effort, have adopted a very effective strategy of using social media. They're very slick. They have actually paid a lot of money to bring Hollywood types in and make some very slick videos. And this goes to my second point. They've been able to focus on a specific group that is essentially vulnerable to their message. And there's a lot of folks out there. And it doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. I found it totally laughable when all these people just don't have jobs. It's totally insane. This is all about a very severe form of extreme racism, where they believe that they are the superior race, that they have the right to basically dominate everybody else, and if you don't choose to be dominated, you can die.
That's right. Isn't this the modus operandi? From all over the world, it's a lot of times it's even upper middle class, spoiled brat kind of gangbanger types who want to be somebody and want to go be in an adventure and want to go rape and rob and do whatever they want. Isn't this just a legion of scum?
Exactly, and they've been able to hit that nerve, and so they're able to bring these people in, and many of them. And I think in the case you saw in Texas, and I think you're going to see more of this. And by the way, a shout out to James Comey. James Comey, I do believe, is trying to do the best he can in very difficult circumstances by the fact he recognizes all these people. but we've got to do more. And essentially, they're going to continue to come until we just stop them where they started in Iraq and Syria.
Stay there. I want to come back and finish up with that and then get into the larger ISIL invasion. The Islamic State has taken credit for this attack with their moron converts over here to radical Islam. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones with Colonel Schaefer. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are back live. Final segment with our guests. I'm going to come back and hit economic news and more. And we have some special reports we're going to air as well. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to best-selling author, American soldier, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was blocked twice from taking out bin Laden, confirmed right before 9/11. Very interesting, because I guess you need that enemy. A lot of folks know that I wrote the book on, and now it's even in the New York Times, on exposing false flag terror, letting groups attack you, wind-up toys, things like that. That said, Islamic State, before they were an Islamic State, when they were the Syrian, Free Syrian Army, I was exposing it, tip of the spear, getting the military to talk about it, to say we won't be in Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Ron Paul picked it up, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. Colonel Schaefer was at the tip of the spear in Congress saying don't do this. We were all there exposing it. We started getting real threats, and I'm not supposed to get into it because law enforcement got involved and stuff, but real stuff with ISIS. And you've now seen them, you know, up there attack the event with their wind-up toys up there in Garland. I recognize this as different, and I see a lot of liberals, a lot of trendies. May Day march this weekend, I shot a video at, had folks kind of dressed up like that. A lot of Islamic State things at public events. So it's kind of a trendy thing with young people, is the point I'm getting at. That's why I say I believe it's a real threat. What do you say, Colonel Schaefer?
Oh, it is. No, I think these people have struck a nerve. And some of these young people actually suffer from what you talk about. It's kind of a society that's very artificial. It's hard to fix. And what's happened is instead of people seeking the truth and seeking to become better people, what they do is they see an opportunity to belong to something. And as you mentioned there, right before the last break, they see this as an adventure. I mean, many of these kids, I actually work with a group called the Association of British Muslims in London, who are attempting to stop the radicalization. It's interesting because many of the Muslims who are the British Empire, from essentially the old empire states of Pakistan and India, see this as a threat. Many of them have assimilated to the British society, and they don't like this very extreme brand of Islamic hate. And it actually damages the brand, which President Obama doesn't seem to understand. This is Islamic terror. So happening right now, as you point out, is that these people, these bots, essentially, are being recruited. And it happened in Australia last year where a bunch of these folks who were recruited were essentially told to do jihad in place. Don't come to Syria. Do what you can to disrupt the society you're in. So I think that's where this is all going. This is why James Comey, the director of the FBI, said that in every state except Alaska, you have elements of ISIS now essentially coalescing and beginning to form. And simply put, the FBI is not big enough to counter every single threat. No matter how successful they are, Alex, eventually one's going to get through the net. I think last night we saw one get through the net because apparently, as we're known to the FBI, said Texas being what it is, I think responded very quickly and very aptly to the threat. Fortunately, I don't think we're going to see all of our states able to pick up that tradition.
Well, and exactly, I criticize the FBI for when they get caught manufacturing plots or basically setting people up that are already radicalized, but that's higher-level Justice Department stuff. Usually, just like 9/11, you had FBI at the grassroots trying to stop hijackers, ordered to stand down. In this case, it's the same thing again, where they had them in custody, know they were going to North Africa, and the judge basically released them, even though they got caught lying about it. So I think it's that the grassroots FBI gets their hands tied in real cases.
Right, that's correct. I work with a number of FBI agents, and yes, I have friends who are very close to the headquarters, and they're often saying the headquarters is the problem. Obviously, Alex, it's the politics. Once you get past the field agents, it's the politics of up the chain of command, and I think that's where everything gets really off the rails is here in Washington, D.C.
What do you think Washington's main strategy is? Because we know they were funding the whole anti-Syria deal. Now they claim they're fighting ISIS. You're up there in a lot of classified stuff you can't get into. Is this a real war against ISIS, or what's happening?
Let's go back, and you predicted this, and we've talked about this a couple of years ago. Look, we, the United States, had a huge role in helping ISIS get off the ground. It was the arms that left Benghazi, were shipped to the Turks, that first gave them to these so-called moderate extremists, who then sprouted out, you know, instead of going after the Assad, who they're supposed to do, they figured out, hey, it's easier to go after ungoverned space in Syria and Iraq, and off they went. So we had a huge hand in this. I'm not sure how we're going to atone for that. With that said, right now, it's way out of control. They've been able to establish funding, global funding. Anywhere al-Qaeda was, ISIS will be or is soon going to overcome al-Qaeda. So this is the problem, Alex. They have been able, through their strategy, to basically terrorist organization in about 18 months. And it's simply put, we are not in the game. Washington does not have a strategy to defeat them either at the local level, at the national level, or at the strategic level. Right now, it's all bets are off.
I don't think they want a strategy because they're letting them be Saudi Arabia's proxy army to take over. Wink, wink. What do you say to that?
I think that's part of the problem right now is you have people in the Middle East on both sides. That includes the Saudis. So that is a problem.
All right, LondonCenter.org. Get his books. Colonel Shaver, thanks for your courage and patriotism and your service.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars and Nightly News. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. 20 people can use each membership. That's $5.95 a month. Get a membership, share it with friends and family. The Nightly News, very well produced, focused, hardcore, hard-hitting, in many ways better than my radio show. And I want to thank you all that are members. You've helped fund this whole operation. If you just want to support us, become a member. It takes about 1 minute to sign up. Now, The big question, people are asking on InfoWars.com and the comments and many other places, do I think that the event up in Garland, Texas, suburb of Dallas to the east, was a false flag. And I've seen criticism on YouTube and on InfoWars by a minority of people saying, Jones, I'm done with you. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are fake. None of these attacks are real. I can't believe you're promoting all this propaganda. I'm the guy that wrote the book and introduced the terms that were already there but popularized: self-inflicted wound, inside job, false flag, Hegelian dialectic, stage terror. Even mainstream media admits that and demonizes me for it. Now, they dumb it down and say, he says there's no radical Islam and that George Bush had a dynamite plunger like Wile E. Coyote. That's a meme that's been said on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC. In fact, we played the clips here. What, last week, we played some of the clips where they say that very thing. Just like they say that I say Obama's going to invade Texas and put everybody in FEMA camps this summer. Never said any such thing. I said it's part of the ongoing conditioning with Jade Helm. And now I have my own listeners arguing with me on the street like I'm covering up Jade Helm. They think it's a takeover. It's very frustrating, okay? I've studied this so long. I know the angles. I know how the enemy operates. It's criminal networks in government corporations creating bigger crises that they pose as the saviors to get more money and more power. They have the motive. They have the history. They've been caught. Is this new event a false flag? Even the New York Times had to admit that out of 100 foiled terror attacks in the last decade, almost all of them, the FBI went out and basically provocateured mentally ill, low IQ idiots to do it. Now, you could argue they're trying to find out who might do it, but then when you give them the bomb, give them the gun, and then bust them right before, it's pretty bad in my view. But when you let them attack, it's even worse. And I've had Ahmad Salim, the former Egyptian intelligence colonel on, and he's the guy, again, in the New York Times, CBS News, who exposed that they let that bombing go forward and didn't let the lower FBI didn't want to do it. It was the higher level, let the bombing go forward. That was a staged event. Both men that carried it out had basically 75 IQs, were on welfare, and had to be taught how to drive the truck. They were so stupid. A blind, crazy sheik who was a known terrorist blowing up, you know, Marine Corps bases, and he's allowed to live in New York. They're letting these people operate. It's a fact. And we have to have that come to Jesus moment that this is going on. And they're not even letting a few terrorists slip through. There's the headline, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. They're not letting a few of these slip through so they can then get more security to actually protect the country. That'd be bad enough. They're doing it to set up a paramilitary force that'll get public support to then flip that onto the Patriot movement. And I told you that 14 years ago before it happened. Now you watched it in slow motion happen. What a train wreck. But that doesn't mean every attack is staged. It's staged that they gave $5-6 billion we know of the last 5 years to attack Syria, Libya, Egypt. Well, it's $5-6 billion just in Syria alone. A couple billion in Libya, billions of aid into Egypt. Gosh, about $10 billion. $10 billion. Our government. And you got to say it's Obama. We always say, oh, they're all controlled by the same people. I've seen a major shift. I mean, where there's public funding by NATO and our government of Islamic State that was the Free Syrian Army. I just had Colonel Schaefer on. He said, yeah, you predicted all this 3 years ago when Benghazi happened. Yeah, because I know how this works. And Schaefer said, yes, you're correct, but it's classified. I can't tell you. He got called in and chewed out for it. And Schaefer's involved in a bunch of shadowy stuff. He's a good guy. He tried to kill bin Laden twice and was ordered by the CIA not to do it. And then he blew the whistle. Then they tried to put him in jail for it. So I say, thank you for your service. I mean, I'd like to see bin Laden dead. It's a bad guy. He died of kidney failure shortly after that. So we don't know exactly what happened in Dallas. in Garland. I just call it Dallas because I grew up there. I grew up in the town right next to Garland. My stomping grounds were Garland. I know where that convention center is. In fact, the wildest girls were from Garland. I spent a lot of time there, a lot of time in Garland. But long story short, when you see them demonizing the police, when you see them claiming the people inside deserved it when they were just exercising their First Amendment, when you hear the New York Times and CNN, we have articles on Infowars.com, blaming the people inside and trying to whitewash this and cover it up, you better believe it really happened. Because if they had staged this, it would have been a place where there were hundreds of disarmed people, like a school. They would have been conveniently killed by another black op team or by part of their handlers, who would then exfiltrate, get out, and be basically flown to safety. Because I've seen this happen before. This didn't fit into any of those narratives, and it looks like a real event. But does that mean then that there aren't other staged events? Absolutely. ISIS is recruiting out of the West. ISIS is in America. ISIS, I believe, and I've been saying this, is going to start attacking shopping malls and convention centers and colleges, and now you see it happening. There have been a bunch of shootings at military bases and a bunch of other shootings of police and stuff by Islamicists. It's going on. And we now know that an FBI informant didn't meet with the Garland shooting suspect. And then the FBI arrested them, found out they'd been flying to North Africa, and the judge released them. The FBI this time didn't give them guns and didn't say, please go attack, like they do sometimes. Or maybe they did. We just don't know that yet. So because the FBI has a history of this, you have to look at it, and it's fair to say they might have done it. New headline, London Guardian, government agents directly involved in most high-profile U.S. terror plots. See, boom. Same thing the New York Times is saying. But it's beyond that now. That was previously with Al-Qaeda that was made up to a great extent. Most of their leadership really was working for Western intelligence, and that's come out. Now they've retired the old one. They're killing Adam Gadon, the ADL head's grandson, and the Jewish leader of Al-Qaeda. Does anyone believe that? And they're basically getting rid of that old network that the West and Israel had some control of. And they're rising up a new one that's a real jihad army run by Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and with Arabic speakers, and they're going out and finding the bots, as Colonel Schaefer found them, dumb, ex-con, mad at the world, they've got religion, you're not going to talk about my Muhammad. And the police had been tipped off that they'd probably get attacked. They were lying in wait. The guys get out, shoot from their car. They start firing for 1 second, and they're taken out. And that's why you want local police, because if you didn't have local police, the feds could command right down the chain, put in a special team that would have probably stood down for 2 hours and let them go in the building and kill 100 people. So, is it a false flag? This one I don't think is. Was the Boston bombing false flag? Absolutely. Telltale sign, the older brother, Tamerlan, was on the CIA payroll. The Russians blew his cover 2 years before. The FBI said they never heard of him. Turns out they were following him, had met with him over and over again. Family hooked him with major spy agencies. The brother set up, lied about. They tried to execute the younger one to shut him up. Says he's not guilty. Lawyer says he's guilty. Should have been a mistrial right there. Phony as a $3 bill. The media then spins it and says that I'm saying Kraft International was involved in the attack. No, they were wearing Kraft Punisher hats and the Kraft uniform of khakis and black shirts and were clearly part of a drill, and local news admitted a drill, and so did the Boston Globe, and then they said there was no drill and that I'm a liar and that I say Kraft did it, and I never said that. I said there was a drill, there's a cover-up, we need to investigate it. It's clearly a false flag. Does that mean we know exactly what happened? No, but we know it's fake. So let's go ahead and go to Rob Dew's report on this with the history of the FBI and others provocateuring Islamicists. Here it is.
You've probably heard of the shooting at the Prophet Muhammad Cartoons Exhibition in Garland, Texas over the weekend. But did you know Daily Mail used pictures from the event, but bowing to political correctness blacked out the offensive images? And thus far, President Barack Obama has been silent about the attacks. And CNN used the event to attack the Second Amendment when it was the Second Amendment that stopped the gunman in their tracks. But now we've learned that the FBI has been watching one of the suspects using an FBI informant. Elton Simpson, the man identified as one of the two gunmen killed, was under surveillance by the FBI and subject of a terror investigation. The FBI has arranged numerous fake terror plots, including the Washington Metro bombing plot, the New York subway plot, the plan to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago, the plot to bomb the Portland Christmas tree lighting, and others. In 2014, Human Rights Watch released a report stating nearly all high-profile domestic terrorism plots in the United States after 9/11 included the direct involvement of government agents and informants. You can read about all these stories at Infowars.com. Rob Dew reporting for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. They all have a common and reprehensible thread. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland Parade Bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world by killing Americans. But none of this keeps us safe. All of this makes us less free, as any one of us can be entrapped. And we are fools if we praise the government for exposing a plot of its own creation and saving us from a danger that never existed.
That's Rob Dew and then commentary by Judge Napolitano a few years ago when that news first was breaking. It's actually over 100 of these events. He was talking about 17 big ones. It's one thing if you get intel somebody's planning to launch something and then you go approach them and say, hey, let's do this to see if they agree. Then you find out what their plot is. But to lead the thing and organize it is aiding and abetting. It's beyond entrapment. It's orchestrating. It's provocateuring. But see, that was the old Al-Qaeda model. Now they just hype the daylights out of it. Twitter and Facebook let them recruit, but censor us. And you notice a lot of these guys are young black males, already mad, think everybody's being racist to them. They've been in jail. They get recruited by the imam. And they're just, it's a perfect storm of idiocy. And they want to be somebody. Meanwhile, the economy is falling apart. Meanwhile, Islamic State just blew up a large part of a market today in Damascus. Our government helped fund all that. It's just crazy. It's like the government's going to protect you from radical Islam, and then this is their proxy army that's doing all of this. I'll tell you the good news, though, the really exciting news, and that's that people are waking up to Jade Helm. The governor, Senator Cruz, have come out and said the people don't trust the government anymore. Can we cue up that Ted Cruz clip again? Thank you. And it shows that the ridicule of NPR, the ridicule of MSNBC, doesn't matter anymore. Now, NPR actually has a big audience. MSNBC doesn't. NPR, taxpayer and publicly funded, has the most plump FM stations in the country. And meanwhile, they want to censor and promote fairness doctrine to censor talk radio that's libertarian or conservative. And as I mentioned earlier, FCC commissioners, feds may come for Drudge. Federal Communications Commission member Ajit Pai said over the weekend that he foresees a future in which federal regulators will seek to regulate websites based on political content using the power of the FCC and the Federal Election Commission. He also revealed that his opposition to net neutrality regulations had resulted in personal harassment and threats to his family. And it goes on from there. Yeah, they've said that's the plan. They've said they can regulate it, and we'll do it like they've done talk radio. Because they're messing with the ratings to make us look bad. We covered that in the first hour. They're pulling out the stops because we're cleaning their clocks, folks. And the power structure is so desperate, knowing there's revolution in the air, they don't want it to be peaceful, a revolution of free market ideas, a revolution of prosperity. They are desperately trying to make it a revolution of racial division and infighting. And people are so mad at the government that it's not just poor black people that are mad and want to go after the cops. It is white people. It is Hispanics. It is just people are sick of the government, and the most representative of government is somebody in a uniform. Notice it's the criminals in government that are scared of people in uniform because that's somebody low level that they don't control. Homeland Security says they want to go after the veterans. And then the Soros group wants to make every problem the cops. Of course, there's 325 million people, whatever it is now. I think the latest is 327 million, isn't it? Of course there's bad police. Of course the training's bad in many areas. Of course there's horrible thugs in uniform some places. It's a major problem. But the answer to fixing the whole government isn't in federalizing the police and blaming them for everything. I mean, it's like Nazi Germany, but it's almost inverse. They use the cops to take over, but then they're the new group, the scapegoat. It's very sophisticated.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live together.
They want us to go on killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Stop rocking.
Hey, let's listen to more Bob Marley on my playlist. That's some good music. I mentioned that Ted Cruz clip. It's a big deal to have a U.S. senator from Texas coming out and saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to talk to the military about Jade Helm, but the public doesn't trust Obama. Well, if you can get them to start saying that, then we can go all the way. And this is all about acclimating the public for military takeover. We're not saying it's imminent. It basically already happened. And they talk to the public like they're five-year-olds and go, that's because, like David Duhurst said, that's because Alex hates the military. That's right. That's why the military doesn't want to train to take guns, because they're bad too, right? Because they hate the military. We hate who's in control of it. The military is, on average, the most awake group. That's why they're listed as the number one enemy by the criminals that hijacked the country. Of course, Hitler was afraid of the general staff in the military. Of course, Stalin was afraid of his military. They're the tyrants. They're afraid of it because they're doing illegal things. Let's go to Ted Cruz.
Well, I have a great deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a longtime friend and mentor of mine. You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm. It's a question I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear. When you see a federal government that is attacking our free speech rights, our religious liberty rights, our Second Amendment rights, that produces distrust as to government. Now, my office, we've reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We're assured that it is a military training exercise. And I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration, the natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust
what they say. Open borders outside of law, power-grabbing Obamacare screw job. I mean, what do you expect people to do? And then, of course, just like Governor Abbott said the same thing, the headlines are, Ted Cruz thinks Obama's going to take over Texas. No, that's what Ted Cruz just said. You people are disgusting crooks. You really are. I mean, you just have to realize our opposition is not misguided, dumb liberals, folks. They are taking over. They are pirates. They are laughing. They sit around their boardrooms and talk about how to BS everybody. And they got the Republican leadership blackmailed or bought off, and they're almost as bad, except for Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott, Ron Paul, people like that. And that's what, when the Democrats are meeting, it comes out, and the Republican leadership, they're scared of what? The Tea Party. And who do they know the Tea Party gets their talking points from? InfoWars. It's not talking points, it's what's going on. I read the stinking legislation. Now, we're running a special police funder operation. They want to shut us down. You see all the attacks. Pray for us. I want to thank you all for your financial support. High-quality nutraceuticals, books, T-shirts, water filters. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of the specials ended yesterday, but we're keeping the water special going because it just started Friday. 20% off all the great water filtration products, ProPure, G-Tube. Great stainless steel, best products out there. Quit drinking the glyphosate and fluoride today. 20% off, ladies and gentlemen. That is already up the lowest price. The promo code WATER20. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the globalists. You are the resistance.
This
I salute
CBN,
you. God bless you and thank you.
Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller.
This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.